This is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Everybody's going to want to be pals with a kid in a wheelchair.
Stop it!
What are your hobbies? What do you like doing?
This year, I'm going to try out for the Odyssey soccer team.
Odyssey's a great place once you get to know all the people.
In Richland, people mind their own business.
Zachary, but I really like Odyssey. Got a friendly feeling to it. Here's your dinner. What are you doing?
I'm trying to fix this wheel.
Oh, I know, honey. It's old. We'll get you a new wheelchair soon. Do you need anything else?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I'll be in the kitchen.
Oh, I dropped my fork. I can't reach it. Ow!
What was that?
Nothing. I wish we could get all these boxes out of here. How am I supposed to move around?
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
No.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Everything. This house, this room, this sorry excuse for a city.
It'll get better, Zach. When you go to your new school, you'll make friends.
Oh, yeah, lots of friends. Everybody's gonna want to be pals with a kid in a wheelchair. I'd really be a lot of fun to play with.
I don't want to hear that.
You never want to hear that.
Stop it! Don't you sit there and act like this is easy for me.
You're right, Mom. You're the one in the wheelchair.
You will not talk to me like that. I am doing the best I can, and you better start trying to do the same. You will go to school, and you will go to therapy, and you will make the best of this situation. Is that clear?
Yes.
Good. Now eat your dinner and then get ready for bed. You have to get up early for school tomorrow.
Okay, quiet down. We've got a lot to do today. Good morning, everyone. Before we start, I'd like to introduce a new student in our class. This is Zachary Sellers. He just moved from... where was it again?
Richland.
Oh, that's right, Richland. We're glad to have you, Zachary.
Mr. Winthrop?
Yes, Lucy?
In my class last year, we always had new people tell us about themselves.
That's a good idea. Would you like to tell us a few things about yourself, Zachary?
What kind of things?
Well, anything. Here, let me help you up here. You can sit in the front and...
I don't need your help.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you come on up and...
I don't really want to.
We'd like to get to know you. What are your hobbies? What do you like doing?
Okay, fine. Hi, I'm Zachary Sellers. This year, I'm going to try out for the Odyssey soccer team. Oh, yeah, and I want to break the school high jump record, too. Those are my goals. Need anything else?
No, Zachary, that's fine. I'm sure you'll all have time to talk to Zachary later. Let's move on.
Zachary?
Yeah?
Hi, I'm Lucy.
Oh, yeah, the girl that made me get up in front of the class.
Uh-huh. And I just wanted to come and say that I'm sorry. I didn't know that it would embarrass you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll see ya.
I have a friend in Richland. She used to live here. She moved to Richland and she really likes it there.
Hey, what a coincidence. I like it there too. A lot better than I like it here.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Odyssey's a great place once you get to know all the people. And when you start learning your way around, you'll see it's got everything a town like Richland does. We've got a mall, a movie theater, and there's this place called Wits End that's really...
You know what I really like best about Richland?
What?
In Richland, people mind their own business.
Now, let me run down this list and see if I've given you all the right stories for the next issue. Pete, you've got the student council campaign. Molly, you've got the track team preview. And Lucy, you're doing a story on the cafeteria controversy. Jack, you're going to cover
this... Mr. Burton?
Yes, Lucy?
There's no controversy. I just talked to Mrs. Manko. They decided not to put diced tomatoes in the tacos.
Oh, okay. Well, here's one other thing you can do. The new student interview. You want it?
Sure.
All right, I'll put you down for that.
Okay. Who's the student?
Let's see here. It's Zachary Sellers.
Zachary Sellers?
Mm-hmm. You know him?
Kinda.
You look a little pale, Lucy. You want something else?
No, that's okay. I'll do it. But this may be one short article, Mr. Burton.
Lucy, you stir that milkshake anymore, you're going to dissolve the spoon.
What? Oh, I guess I'm not thirsty anymore.
Still nervous about that interview?
I just don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to get him to tell me anything?
Maybe he'll warm up to you once you start talking.
I doubt it. You should have seen the way he ignored me in the hallway today. I was just trying to be friendly. I wonder what's bothering him. I mean, other than the obvious thing.
What's that?
He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, really? You know, a boy in a wheelchair came through here a little while ago.
Where'd he go?
Well, Connie took him upstairs in the elevator because he wanted to look at the train set. I guess he's still up there. Although I can't imagine why. The train's been out of order for a couple of days now.
Well, I guess now's as good a time as ever.
Yeah, these trains have been around for a long time. Sorry they're not working. You know, we have other things, too. Do you want to see some of the displays? Hello?
Huh?
Is there something wrong?
The coal car on this train.
Excuse me?
The coal car is wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah, every other car is authentic, but this is definitely wrong.
How?
This is a replica of a late 19th century steam engine train, right?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure.
This type of coal car wasn't used until 1935.
How do you know that?
Trains used to be a hobby of mine.
Really?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Zachary.
Hi.
Look, I have a few things to do downstairs. Are you going to be okay up here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, just call if you need me.
Nice train, huh?
The coal car's wrong.
The what?
Nothing. So why'd you come up here? To play with a broken train?
Well, no. Actually, I came to talk to you.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah, I work for the Odyssey Owl, and we have this column where we interview new students. My editor wants me to interview you.
Hasn't anybody in this city ever heard of the right to privacy?
You don't have to do it. I just thought you might want to.
What kind of questions?
Just normal ones, nothing hard.
Like what?
I guess I would ask you about your interests, your family, your best subjects.
Why would anybody care about that?
We just figured people might want to get to know you.
Then you're asking the wrong questions. Do you want to write something people will be interested in?
Sure.
Well, then tell them why I'm in a wheelchair. Isn't that what you really want to know?
Only if you want to tell me.
I don't.
Okay, then you don't have to. But if you could just answer a couple other questions. For instance, what is your favorite...
Football accident.
What?
I was playing football on the street and I fell into a pothole. Broke both of my legs.
So they're just broken?
Yeah, I'll be on crutches in a few months.
Oh, good. I'm glad you told me.
Is that enough information for your interview?
Well, no.
Look, I gave you everything that's important. Nobody wants to hear anything else.
But I can't make a whole article out of
You're a capable reporter. I'm sure you can make it work.
If you won't tell me anything else, then I guess I'll have to.
I guess you will.
All right. Yeah, that'll be fine. Thanks, Eugene. Connie?
Yeah, Jack?
Eugene has a paper to write. He won't be in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Where's Zachary?
Oh, he's upstairs talking to Lucy.
What do you think of him?
Pete's me. Not talkative, that's for sure. Except about trains. Seems like he knows a lot about them.
boy. What a waste of time.
What happened?
He wouldn't tell me anything. I don't have nearly enough for an article.
Did he even talk to you?
A little bit. I think most of the time he was just trying to irritate me. He did tell me why he's in a wheelchair, though.
Really?
Football accident. Said he fell into a pothole and broke both of his legs.
Wait a minute. Lucy, did you say he fell into a pothole?
Yeah.
Well, that's strange.
What is?
He told me he fell over a curb.
Really?
Are you sure that's what he said, Connie?
Yeah. And he just blurted it out like he thought I was dying to know.
Why would he say that? Is he teasing us?
I don't know.
I guess if I'm going to do this article about him, I better find out. Zachary?
Boy, you never give up.
Would you mind if I ate lunch with you?
Fine.
I just wanted to ask you something about...
Look, if you'll leave me alone, I will personally go up to your editor and tell him how hard you've worked on this interview and that I've been impossible to work with. That'll save your grade, right?
I'm not interested in my grade.
Then why do you keep on bugging me?
I just want to ask you a question.
Go on. I doubt I'll answer it, but go on.
Why did you lie to me?
Lie to you?
You didn't get this way from a football accident.
How do you figure?
You got your stories mixed up. You told Connie and me different things.
Oh. You know, I need to rehearse that.
Why did you lie to me?
It's none of your business.
Why don't you let anyone talk to you? You know, people will talk to you if you...
I have to go.
Why, Zachary? Why won't you talk to me? Or anybody?
Okay, if that's how you want it, answer a question for me. Why do you have two last names?
What does that have to...
Cunningham Schultz. That's how you sign your articles in the OWL. I've asked around and no one knows why. All they say is that you don't want to talk about it. Why not?
That has nothing to do with this.
Oh, it doesn't? So you're allowed to snoop around in my life, but I'm not allowed to know about yours. Okay, now I get it. I'm going to class.
Wait a minute. This article isn't about me. It's about you.
Right, I forgot. Everybody wants to know about the kid in the wheelchair.
That's not it.
Then what is it, Lucy? Why don't you leave me alone?
Because I have to finish this article.
Yeah, right. Let's just face it. You want the dirt. You want to know exactly what put me in this wheelchair, and so does everybody else. Okay, fine. I'll make everybody happy. I had surgery on my legs last month because I tore some ligaments. There. You're not writing this down.
I don't believe you.
Okay, fine. I was skiing and I fell off a mountain.
Is that the truth?
I was bungee jumping and the cable broke.
What really happened?
I was filming a rock video and stepped on some dry ice.
Why won't you tell me the truth?
Because the truth is boring. The truth is stupid. It was a stupid car accident, okay? A stupid car accident on a rainy night with a drunk driver who ran into us and put me in a wheelchair and killed my dad. There, are you satisfied? There's your hot story.
I'm sorry.
I hope the school enjoys reading about it. Now leave me alone.
Mr. Allen, I really blew it.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Lucy. You couldn't have known.
He was so mad. I wouldn't blame him if he never spoke to me again.
Doesn't sound like he spoke to you much to begin with.
Good point. He never wanted to talk to me.
I'm not so sure it was you, Lucy. It was probably just that you worked for the OWL. Some people get nervous talking to reporters.
Maybe you're right. I wish I didn't even have to write this article. I might have had a chance to get to know him.
Why? If it hadn't been for the article, you wouldn't have gotten to know him in the first place.
I'm not so sure that's true.
Really? Then why did you want to know him?
I wanted to understand, to let him know that I care. I guess I wanted to be his friend.
Oh, does he know that?
He wouldn't believe me if I told him.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem. It's been my experience that it's always better to show somebody you care instead of just telling them.
Jack?
Yes, Connie?
Has the repairman come in for the microwave yet?
No, he called. He's coming in this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Connie.
Hey, if you see Zachary anytime soon, tell him the train's fixed.
It is?
Yeah, there's somebody using it right now. Eugene must have fixed it this morning.
Couldn't have. He's at some symposium at the college.
Oh. Well, has Jason been in?
No.
Then who?
That's strange.
Here goes.
Yes?
Hello, ma'am. Does Zachary Sellers live here?
He sure does. And you are?
Lucy. I'm a friend of his from school.
A friend?
Is he here?
Oh, sure. Sure. I'm glad you came by, Lucy. Come on in. Zach! Zach, could you come here, please? There's someone here to see you. So, Zach didn't tell me he'd made any friends at school.
What's going on?
Lucy came by to see you.
Lucy?
Hi.
Why don't you two make yourselves comfortable? I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Thank you.
What do you want?
I just wanted to talk to you.
I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Please? It won't take long.
All right. Have a seat.
Okay, thanks.
I saw your article in the Owl. Not bad.
Thank you.
You didn't mention the accident. How come?
I thought it was too personal.
Isn't that what you reporters thrive on? Personal stuff?
Not always.
You lied, though.
I did?
You said I was nice.
I didn't really say you were nice. I just...
Zachary Sellers is a new student in our school. As I interviewed him, I found that he was nice, intelligent, and a talented person. That's what you said. Intelligent, okay. Talented, maybe. But nice?
Reporters are taught to read between the lines.
What do you mean?
I think that underneath all that toughness, you are a nice person. You've just had some bad things happen to you, and I don't think you're dealing with them very well.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No. You fixed the train, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
Connie said you knew a lot about trains.
Sure, I know something about trains.
Eugene spent days trying to fix that train and couldn't. Did you fix it?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with it?
It takes a very talented person to do something Eugene can't do.
So?
So why are you hiding that from everybody?
Because being able to fix model trains isn't something that comes up very often. It wasn't that big of a repair anyway. We had the same thing happen with one of my old sets.
What else can you do? What are you good at?
You've written the article. Why do you want to know?
I saw your history test laying on Mr. Winthrop's desk. You got a 98.
So?
So that means you're smart.
What's your point?
My point is that no one else got a 98.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how fortunate you are.
Fortunate? Are you nuts? I'm in a wheelchair.
But you still have your whole life ahead of you. You have intelligence, skills.
You're crazy.
You're alive, Zach.
You call this alive? What do you know anyway? How can you stand there on your two good legs and talk about all I have in this wheelchair?
At least you're here. I'd give anything if my dad were here in a wheelchair.
What? Why would you want your dad in a wheelchair?
Because at least he'd be alive.
What?
I was 9 when he was killed in a car accident. So don't tell me it's easy, Zach. I know what it's like.
I didn't know.
How could you? All you care about is feeling sorry for yourself.
So, what was your dad like?
His name was Hal Cunningham. I was Cunningham before my mom got remarried. He was a reporter for the Odyssey Times. I guess that's why I always wanted to be a reporter. I remember how he used to take me to the newsroom and let me pretend I was beating a deadline. I hammered all kinds of gibberish on his typewriter. What about your dad?
He was the manager of an accounting office. But he always used to tell me how he really wanted to be a train conductor. I remember we used to go down to the old depot in Richland, and he'd go over the trains and schedules.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen this train run so well.
Zachary did a lot of work on it.
He told me he was only up here 15 minutes.
Really? Well, tell him that any time he wants to come up here and make adjustments, go right ahead.
I will.
Oh, that reminds me. I read your article about him, Lucy. It was good.
Thanks, Connie. But I wish I could write it again.
Why? I thought it was fine. It was interesting and well-written.
But it wasn't about Zachary. Not the real Zachary, at least. I know him so much better now. We talked for 3 hours yesterday.
I don't get it. When he was up here with me, I couldn't get him to talk for anything. How did you do it?
I guess we just connected.
Connected? How?
We both needed a friend.
I think Zachary learned an important lesson about friendship when he met Lucy. You know, the best way to start a friendship is to be a friend. Lucy did that by realizing that Zachary wasn't just a person with a handicap. He was someone who needed love and encouragement, like all of us. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The Truth About Zachary was written by Marshall Younger and Paul Malm and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.